welcome and thanks for tuning in to Real People, Real Talk. Relevant conversations that take you from surviving to thriving. This is the podcast that goes there. My name is Paul Calco and I'm your host. Now let's talk. Hello, Thriver, and welcome to Real People, Real Talk, the podcast ministry that equips you to thrive spiritually, mentally, and relationally. I appreciate you so much for tuning in today, as the month of May is a very special month here at Real People, Real Talk. This month commemorates our beginning, and we are celebrating our four-year pod anniversary, and to God be the glory. At the time of this recording, we have over 40,000 downloads across 97 countries, representing nearly 2,000 cities. And I'm grateful to God, and I'm grateful to you for tuning in and for sharing. Now, if this podcast ministry has been a blessing to you, and if you have found value in these episodes, I want to invite you to support our podcast ministry. I have a link that you can use down in the show notes called Patreon. Will it take just a few minutes to set up a monthly donation of any amount, as every dollar counts. If you want to do $5 a month, $10 a month, $25 a month, or more, or whatever you can do, or just set up for a one-time donation. Whatever you choose, I do want to say thank you. And now for the content at hand. Today's episode is all about thriving in your mental and emotional health. As the month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the topic for today is rest. So I'm calling this episode The Rhythms of Rest. Unfortunately, rest is a concept that so many of us struggle with. And today's culture is all about more and faster and grind, the hustle, the bustle, and being busy. It's imperative that we create healthy rhythms of rest in our lives. I want you to be aware of one of the tactics of the enemy, which is busyness. If he can't get you to sin outright, he'll try to get you to be so busy that you don't have enough time for the Lord, which makes you more susceptible to falling into temptation. Now, it's okay to be busy from time to time, but we shouldn't be so busy that we don't have time for the things that matter, such as time with God, time with family, time for your health, and even time to have fun. So in all things, Jesus is our best and brightest example. Jesus was never in a hurry. You never read about Jesus rushing to this place or the next place. He even took time to take naps. He accomplished so much, but once again, he was never in a hurry. He built healthy rhythms of rest, and he prioritized spending time with God the Father. As a matter of fact, hear what Jesus had to say in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Spending time with the Lord can give you a rest that sleep can't give you. Come on now. So before I move on to the rest of the content, your first action, your first point as it relates to rhythms of rest is to find daily time to slow down and to be at the feet of Jesus, connecting to him in prayer and connecting to him and studying his word. Psalm 62:1 says, truly, my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. So get along with God so he can refresh you. He can restore you. He can download creative and innovative ideas in your mind and in your heart. Rest was God's idea in the first place. When you look back at the book of Genesis, which is the first book of the Bible, we see that after God spent 6 days creating everything, he took the seventh day to rest. Not because he needed to, because God is all powerful, so he doesn't need to rest, but to give us an example. Rest is important. It is essential in multiple areas of our lives. Rest is important spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And before I move on, let me say this. Obviously, I'm not advocating laziness. As the Bible speaks against laziness, the Bible speaks against sloth, but I am advocating that you find a healthy life balance of work, rest, and even play. So what is rest? Let's get a working definition here. So I'm going to read a quote from David Armijo, a friend of the podcast and fellow church member. He did a session. He was teaching about rest, the theology of rest, and he has some great things to say. And this is what he said. Rest can be defined as the act of taking time to intentionally stop, relax, and recharge. Rest is not about just taking a break from our physical labor, but also about taking a break from our mental and emotional stress. He goes on to say, rest is a biblical principle that allows us to be more effective in our work, our ministry, and our relationships. God created us with the need for rest, and he knows that without it, we won't be able to fulfill our purpose in life. End quote. Thank you, David. I love that so much because that quote, that paragraph really sets the foundation for the rest of the episode. So a couple of questions that I want to seek to answer. The first one is this: what does rest look like, or rather, what can rest look like in our lives? I want to give you a few examples of what rest look like. But at the end of the day, you need to get along with God, either bring your planner, bring your calendar, take some time to think, some time to pray, so you can discern what does rest look like in your life in this season, and discern what rhythms that you need to establish today. So I want to break it down into three parts. What does rest look like in your day? What does it look like in your week? And what does it look like in your month/year? So in your day, it could look like actually utilizing your lunch break instead of just, you know, eating at your desk, or not even eating, but just working through your lunch break. So take that break, get some food, go for a brief walk, get some fresh air, take your breaks, and don't always work through them. Throughout the day, what rest can look like: you can have a more manageable to-do list. Taking a step further, even delegate some things to others and get some things off your plate. Also, you can go to bed at a decent time instead of staying up. Now, what does rest look like in your week? What can it look like? Have an actual day off. Aim to have at least one day where you do not touch work. Have some white space in your calendar. If you look at your calendar, you look at your planner, and you'll see that it's jam-packed, that's not a healthy rhythm, my friend. You need to carve out some time to relax, carve out some time for those cup-filling activities. For some of you, rest may look like making time to journal, making time to reflect, and making time to plan more. Now, what can rest look like in your month or in your year? It's by taking vacation, or some businesses call it your PTO. Even if you don't travel, don't leave any vacation days on the table. Please don't do that. Taking time off may allow you to be more efficient at work whenever you get back. Now, no one is going to force you to take vacation. No one will likely know when you don't use it. So it's your responsibility to take your days off. They've given it to you, so use it to your advantage so you can rest, live life, and have fun. I was reading an article this week, and it said that people who take vacations have lower stress, less risk of heart disease, a better outlook on life, and more motivation to achieve goals. Their article went on to say vacations boost happiness, it improves family relationships, it improves mental motivation, and it decreases the chance of burnout. So all in all, you need to create rhythms of rest in your day, your week, your month, and year. Next, I'm going to break down some types of rest. The first rest is spiritual rest, and this means you are taking time, you're slowing down to connect with God, connect with him in prayer, connect with him in Bible study. You're releasing your burdens to the Lord. Resting allows us to quiet ourselves before the Lord so he can revive our mind, revive our body, and revive our spirit. There is no substitute for time with God. So spiritual rest is important. And the one that we know of the most is physical rest. Are you getting enough sleep? Psalms 127:2 says, it is vain for you to rise up early and to go to bed late, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Some benefits of sleep includes a boost in your immune system. Sleep restores, it energizes, and it even stimulates creativity. Another form of physical rest besides sleep is maybe a mild exercise, such as walking or stretching. Or rest can look like, from a physical point of view, having a quieter day or a more slow-paced day. So not only is spiritual rest important and physical rest important, but mental rest is important. And this is where you stop forcing your brain to work hard and give it some time to process information, to make connections, and to cement memories. Journaling is another way you can have mental rest, as it creates some brain space. Mental rest can also look like disconnecting from technology, disconnecting from your devices, or even turning off your notifications. Take a few breaks throughout the day. Take in some deep breaths. I like to say it like this: take breaks so it can decrease the likelihood of you breaking down. Mental rest can also look like having a fun activity that brings you joy. Then lastly is social rest. Listen, you don't have to accept every invitation and go everywhere. You are not meant to be everywhere all the time. Only God is, okay? So once again, if your calendar is just jam-packed, you need to create better boundaries in your life so you can be overall healthy socially, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Now, I want to answer the question, what happens when we don't rest? We run the risk of burning out spiritually, mentally, and physically. When we don't rest, we also run the risk of falling out of love with our lives, with our jobs, and losing our passions if we're not careful. A lack of rest can really affect your health. Rest is productive. It's essential. Rest creates a space for growth and even recovery. It's important to listen to your body and to take breaks when you need it. I read another article. This one was by longevity.technology, and it had this to say about rest. Resting heals the body. It reduces stress levels. It enhances decision making. It boosts creativity, reduces anxiety, and even improves your immune system. End quote. Listen, my friend, rest is crucial to your spiritual well-being. Rest is crucial to your mental and emotional well-being. Rest, of course, is crucial to your physical well-being. And rest, let's keep it real here, it's going to look different for different people, and rest is going to look different in different seasons. For example, you may be a parent, or you may be a student, or you may currently be working two jobs, which is why I'm advocating that you need to define rest for yourself in this season. But one thing I do know, God has not called you to live a fast-paced, stressful life, being sleep-deprived and to the point of exhaustion and near burnout. That's not God's will. That's not God's best for your life. Yes, be productive. Yes, work hard. But also, yes, to establishing healthy rhythms of rest in your life. So I'm going to practice what I preach and take a mid-season break so I can rest, but also use this time to read and research so I can return and bring you the best content I can with the help of God. So Real People, Real Talk, the podcast, is going to return in August. But until then, feel free to go back and listen to any of the other 141 episodes that's already been published. Don't forget to check out our Patreon link in the show notes and consider supporting our podcast ministry today. But until next time, go be all that God has called you to be and find those rhythms of rest.